USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been moved to intensive care after his condition worsened. A spokesman for the Prime Minister says he remains conscious and is at a London hospital. Louisiana remains a hotbed for coronavirus, and Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards believes the coronavirus curve may be flattening, but the Democrat is vowing to keep mitigation efforts in place.
If we started the flattening the curve, it's only because of the mitigation measures. It's only because of the social distancing and the improved hygiene practices.
Bel Edwards says coronavirus has affected thousands in the state.
We're just shy of 15,000 cases now at 14,867. And very sadly, there are an additional 35 reported deaths. That's a total of 512.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's the easiest way to eat a lot of fruits and vegetables? Balance of Nature. By simply removing the water and air, Balance of Nature can take 31 whole fruits and vegetables and put them into quick and easy to eat capsules. With just 3 fruit capsules and 3 veggie capsules, you get the equivalent of over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. That's a lot of stored energy that your body will love. So if you're looking for an easier way to get clean energy, go to balanceofnature.com and order your bottles of sunshine today. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
As many American workers laid off or fired because of the coronavirus are struggling to pay for basics like food, U.S. farmers have destroyed millions of pounds of produce. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The closure of food service establishments and hotels and resorts in many parts of the country back in mid-March meant that farmers who grow produce specifically for those customers suddenly had a large surplus, both in storage and sometimes still in the fields. UPI reports many growers tried to find retailers or food banks that would take their products even for free, but most such efforts failed, forcing growers to discard and or plow under their crops. And without immediate aid from government stimulus funding, they say they may have to destroy more food before the pandemic is over.
ESPN is set to air the Monday Night Football Classic between the New Orleans Saints and Atlanta Falcons. That game, the first game in the Superdome in 2006 after Hurricane Katrina. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Stocks are beginning the week in the green as the Dow rose more than 1,100 points at times as Wall Street rebounds from last week's sell-off. As far as what we can expect on Wall Street, Republican Senator from Louisiana, John Kennedy, tells Fox News.
I don't personally believe we'll have a depression. I do believe we're going to have negative growth in the third quarter. We're about to inject between $2.2 trillion and, with leverage, $4 trillion into the American economy. The whole economy is not is about $21 trillion a year, the largest in all of human history. If we can get that money into the hands of people and businesses, it's going to really help in terms of unemployment and GDP growth.
A single cameraman with protective clothing has recorded a special message from the Queen. Here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
In a rare address, Queen Elizabeth is offering some moral support to her people.
Together we are tackling this disease, and I want to reassure you that if we remain united and resolute, then we will overcome it.
Also, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is now in the hospital after testing positive for the virus 10 days ago. Officials say he's having some tests, and this is only a precaution. During his evening press conference, President Trump wished Johnson well. He said all Americans are praying for him.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.